It's been a while, everyone, and now we are back. Wait, what is that on my chest? Oh, I know what it is. It's the truth. And it's time to get it off. My chest, that is. So, it's been a while. I haven't released an episode in a while. We had the birth of our third child. And, well, in many ways, a lot has changed over the last 4 years. In some ways, not much has changed. 4 years ago, we were in a different city. Since then, we've had a couple kids. I've started a couple businesses. Magic Mind Now, which I started right near the beginning of this podcast, is at about $20 million in revenue. It's growing fast. After our third daughter was born, one of the projects needed to take the back seat. And I threw 400 hours of Below the Line, loved every minute of it. But I knew that there were some other projects that needed to just stay in the foreground. And I would put Below the Line in the back seat for a while. I had been thinking throughout the last year of Below the Line that a podcast dedicated to the inner journey of creation, that inner side of the creator journey, in parallel and having all of the conversations that I had with people, I found so much benefit from this philosophical study. In terms of continuous study, it's the oldest philosophy out there, called Vedanta from the Vedas, these four textbooks, ancient philosophical texts called the Vedas. I found so much benefit starting 8 years ago throughout the podcast, now teaching it here down in LA, that almost every minute spent with guests around managing creator psychology completely open to just all of the biases I am subject to, but every minute felt like it was a minute better spent by talking about this, the timeless wisdom of this philosophy. Whether that's concepts like wisdom is the capacity to see the end in the beginning, or attach, you lose, detach, you gain, or teaching where you are taking someone from the known and taking them to the unknown, and the need to go in that progression. All of these different knowledge bombs that I talk about, they ended up coming out in this podcast that I started with my teacher called Yoga for Your Intellect. It's a conversational approach, super accessible on-ramp to the timeless wisdom of the Vedas, of the Upanishads, of the source of nearly all Eastern philosophy coming from this philosophy of Vedanta. And I found so much joy in that podcast and feeling like this relates to founders. It wasn't necessarily focused or framed in that way. And I had Below the Line kind of there for founders. And I thought maybe I'd do something more deeply philosophical with Below the Line. And listeners know that I would talk about Vedanta quite often. I would talk about Vedantic wisdom. I would talk about Eastern philosophy. Often within the podcast, I would talk about Carl Jung, who's heavily influenced by daily reflection on Vedanta. So it's, or Joseph Campbell or Alan Watts, these titans of questioners that were equally inspired by this philosophy. I would mention them and started Yoga for Your Intellect 2 years ago. Loved seeing that grow as a podcast and felt like, okay, maybe there's something to do with Below the Line as well that's more on the philosophical side, where I'm not just talking to founders that might be in the midst of figuring it out themselves, but more of a wellspring of timeless wisdom for creating, for navigating life. Vedanta is often called manual for living. I talk about this often whenever Vedanta comes up, that it's philosophy. In the West, people think of, you know, crufty sweaters, academic isolation, irrelevance, and man, it's sad because philosophy. It's just another word for clarity. Could not be more relevant to that meeting you're going to have in an hour, to that conversation with the spouse that you're going to have on the phone in 20 minutes, to the decision right in front of you that you're putting off. It's the most relevant. So in that recognition of its relevance, and it expands beyond just creator psychology, but also its amazingly apt application within creator psychology. In the last 10 years of building things, 15 years total, but 10 years of a deep philosophical lens, starting with a broad, mile wide, inch deep within Eastern philosophy, and then going towards, after a few years, a mile deep and an inch wide within Advaita Vedanta, or Vedanta for short. It just became almost like this alarm bell over the last few months that this is what I should be talking about for founders, friends, family. The reason I started the podcast in the beginning was just to record conversations that I knew my daughters would benefit from. And it was with that in mind. So when I thought about turning on that microphone and recording more, it obviously became all about relevance. What would be most relevant, helpful, meaningful for them? And it became the same answer for you, for the listeners that have joined over the last few years. So, Below the Line is moving from once a week to once a day, and it's going to be called the Daily Vedantic. Shout out to Daily Stoic. Love that podcast. Love Ryan Holiday. But also felt like there's so much space, so much craving for Vedantic knowledge that is growing each day, each week, and this system that is just so, it's so simple, it's so comprehensive in anything that we meet in our lives, that the alarm just kept getting louder and louder, that this is what I should devote this recording space towards. So Below the Line, my time is actually going to move towards two separate things. Below the Line I'm going to retitle it. My YouTube channel is going to become the Daily Vedantic. So you will be seeing me starting next week on a daily basis. That's if you don't click on subscribe, but if you don't, then you'll be seeing me on a daily basis, and some of these concepts might speak to you. I would try listening to two or three and then deciding if it's a hard pass or an unsubscribe. I know it was something that I would have hard passed on years ago based on what I thought philosophy was, and now it is like a glass of water in the desert for everyone that I meet. That's why our backyard has become the Venice Vedanta Club. Monthly to weekly, now sometimes multiple times a week, meeting to discuss this timeless wisdom. The YouTube channel will become the Daily Vedantic. So if you're tuning in there, that's what you'll see over time starting next week. On the podcast front, if you are tuning in through your favorite podcast player, next week we're going to spin out the Daily Vedantic as its own podcast that you can choose to opt into if you want, disregard if you want. And we're actually going to turn Below the Line in the next few weeks. It's actually going to become the Magic Minds podcast. There are so many guests that I cannot wait to have around their creative process, not necessarily around managing the inner psychology of creation, although that will undoubtedly be a part of each conversation because it's what I'm so fascinated by, but it will also be about their actual creative process, their journey, the naysayers, the people that doubted them, how they overcame that, and then also the cheerleaders, the mentors, the advisors that helped them become who they are. And we have some amazing guests lined up from the best, my favorite, it's hard to say the best, but one of the best surfers in the world and my favorite surfer in the world. The best cognitive scientist on creativity in the world, John Vervaeke. We've got people like Pete Holmes, one of the funniest comedians in the world. We've got musicians like Rufus Du Sol. So we have some amazing guests lined up for the Magic Minds podcast that you are already subscribed to if you're listening to this on your podcast player. Again, if you're on YouTube, this channel, my personal channel, James Bechara, is going to become the Daily Vedantic. And if you want to follow the Magic Minds podcast, just go on over to Magic Mind on YouTube, where we have a handful of videos, a bunch of subscribers, I think even more subscribers over there than my personal YouTube. That's where the Magic Minds podcast will be on YouTube. And if you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any podcast player, super easy. You should keep it here. And you can try out Magic Minds, see if that podcast speaks to you. It's obviously related to Magic Mind, the company that started a few years ago that now has much bigger brand than Below the Line or me personally. But that series of conversations is something that I still am passionate about and excited for customers, potential customers, subscribers of Magic Mind to get to listen to, because it is just such a wonderful community and universe of creators. But maybe you won't like either of these and you'll unsubscribe. Try it out and bail. I will not fault you. Going deep into philosophy is not everyone's cup of tea. And a podcast that is related to the coolest energy drink in the world might not be your cup of tea. Pun not intended, but I almost took credit for it. All of this is to say things are changing a little bit over here. Thank you for the patience with any construction that will be happening. Also, more important than anything I've said up to this point, thank you for listening over the years. Thank you for all of the letters, the emails. I've never received a physical letter, but emails, the tweets, the DMs, the shares, all of the meaningful notes that have been sent our way. We have loved reading every single one, all of the voicemails, all of the conversations that have taken place, all of the guests. It's been phenomenal, and I look forward to this next chapter where we can still have a bit of both, but almost going deeper in each. So with that, I'll see you shortly on these new channels, and I look forward to the journey within each of them and where these conversations, topics, concepts, and reflections will take us. Until then, this has been Below the Line.